Food is always a glorious thing. But what about food used to feed pigs or food thrown away when perfectly edible? I'm here at a cafe in Wales where food from tarts to cakes, pies to quiches are made from surplus food items thrown away by local businesses. Situated in Fishguard along the coast of southwest Wales, the cafe aims to cut its carbon footprint through this surplus food project. Let's take a look at what Natasha, a chef at the cafe, is preparing from leftover food items the cafe received. Natasha, could you tell me a bit about what you're making today?
This is going to be a quiche. It's one of the things we make a lot of. We make the pastry case. We have to buy some ingredients because they're not given to us, and fill the quiches with whatever vegetables we have that have come in. Today I've got some mushrooms, which I've roasted, and a few asparagus tips. So I'm preparing that now.
According to Tom Latter, one of the cafe's co-founders, by preparing delicacies using leftovers, the cafe prevents 600 kilos a month of food waste from going to landfills. But where exactly do they get all this surplus food from? Corinne Castle from the cafe explains.
The food is supplied by numerous different people, some big organisations. We have no say in what we take from them, so it really can vary. Recently we had really empty fridges, hardly anything at all, and we were getting worried we'd have to start buying food. But it also happened to be the same sort of time when lots of local gardeners had gluts of a few different things, lots of green veg and stuff like that started coming in. That's a good thing. Supermarkets are actually very aware of the waste food. Butchers are very aware of the waste food. Anything that's high value, there's very little waste from. There's actually much more waste from households, and that's where we're looking at redirecting our energies and encouraging household level to reduce food waste, because that's about 70% of the food waste.
Over the past few years, weather patterns have been changing and surface temperatures have increased due to certain human activities. According to the FAO, increasing levels of food waste have negative impacts on the environment and contribute to climate change. Robert von Otterich, FAO's coordinator for reducing food waste and food loss, explains.
Food loss and food waste have an effect on climate change because the production and distribution of food is putting a big strain on greenhouse gas emissions and general climate change effects, as well as the use of natural resources. So if this food is being produced without that anybody is eating it, so completely in vain, then you have a completely needless increase of climate change factors.
What is the FAO's role in managing food sustainably and reducing food waste?
Well, so our role is to do a proper research to the causes of food loss and food waste and their impacts, and where do they occur, and in which type of products and in which countries and so on, and so that we exactly know where the intervention has to take place in order to reduce food waste and food loss in a way that it has the most positive effect. So after we have done that research, then we are going to use the knowledge gained by designing actions and projects to try to actually reduce the food loss and waste, or help the actors and the stakeholders in the food systems in the different countries to help them to reduce food loss and food waste.
On World Food Day, observed annually on 16th October, FAO has called on countries to grow food and cultivate farmlands which can cut emissions and adapt to climate change. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.